It has been a challenge. It's been significantly more work than this office is used to. Even in a presidential year, this is completely unprecedented. So it's been quite an adjustment.
That's Amy Cozy, Chief Registrar of Northampton County Elections. Usually, she says, Northampton County sends out about 1,000 mail-in ballots to be filled in and returned. This election, she received 47,000 applications for ballots.
There's going to be two elections going on. There's going to be one here where we're counting, 40,000 paper ballots, and then there's going to be another one in person at all of the polling precincts with the new voting equipment.
Governor Wolf made changes to Pennsylvania's voting process last year, making it possible for anyone to vote by mail. A similar scenario plays out in Lehigh County, where Timothy Benyo, chief clerk of Lehigh County Elections, explains what he is dealing with.
It's definitely been crazy. We just finished mailing out 47,907 mail ballots, which has never been done before in Lehigh County.
Some completed paper ballots have been received already, but counting can't begin until the polls open on Election Day.
We're starting the process at 7 a.m. with multiple teams working on high-speed scanners. The thing that kind of slows us down is that there's two envelopes for each ballot. You have the outside mail back envelope, and then you have the secrecy envelope where the ballot is contained. So we still have to keep it in order and accurate and make sure that we have a process. So I'm not rushing through it to get it done. It's going to be done accurately and with the best efficiency that I can manage.
Cozy concurs.
I've been very hesitant to speculate about how long it's going to take because we've just never done anything on this scale before. We kind of scaled a model to see what we thought the time would take to actually, de-envelope a ballot and flatten it and prepare it. So we're hoping to have a solid chunk of results shortly after 8 p.m., but I sincerely doubt that we will have completed results for many hours after that.
Another challenge this year is a shortage of poll workers. High-risk seniors and others worried about exposure to COVID-19 while working a 14-hour shift are staying home rather than risking exposure. Benyo says they've implemented strict social distancing protocols to try and keep everyone safe.
We'll have markings on the floor, kind of like the supermarkets and public places that people have been going, keeping people at a safe distance from each other. Poll workers will be all geared up with face masks, face shields, gloves. Voters are encouraged to bring their own pens. There will be pens available that will be sanitized and cleaned on a regular interval.
State officials say all voters should wear masks, but don't have plans to enforce those guidelines. Cozy is strongly encouraging voters to consider the well-being of those running the election when they come out.
We're strongly encouraging that all voters wear masks and gloves, mainly out of respect for our poll workers. Our poll workers are taking on this civic responsibility. It's a very long day and a very trying time, so that we're asking voters to please be respectful of them.
Following some glitches with Northampton County's voting machines last November, Cozy says each machine has been checked out, bugs worked out, and election officials are confident they are ready to go. Haley O'Brien, WLVR News.